Today's episode of Distorted View Daily is brought to you by AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, get 50% off just about any item when you use coupon code FREAK at checkout. That's AdamandEve.com, home to over 20,000 adult products, from condoms to lube to movies to toys. If it's sexual in nature, Adam and Eve has you covered. Just remember to use coupon code FREAK. They'll also throw in 3 full-length movies on DVD, a mystery gift, and free shipping on your entire order. That's coupon code FREAK at AdamandEve.com.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
What's on your face?
Vaginal secretions, vaginal blood, endometriosis, fibroid juice.
Squidge on face. Did you feel it really shoot up and come down? That's really crucial at this point.
Mm-hmm. Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, May 24th, 2016. Coming up on the program today, does Hillary Clinton have a moist hole? Plus, sorry, a topless corpse in New York, clash of the hookup apps, and why won't you just let me be eaten by lions? All this with your voicemails today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
I mean, Hitler was really a freak. I mean, he liked women to crap on. I don't want to go off into too much detail here, but that's confirmed.
I'm the founder of the Podcast Awards. I want to welcome you to the show. We've got a lot to share with you today. So first, again, congratulations to the 2016 nominees in the mature category. The Adam Carolla Podcast, Artie Lang Podcast, Jury, Milk the Cow Podcast, Savage Lovecast, Teddy in the Basement, The Artemis Cameron Experience, The Awesome Hour, The Horrified Podcast, and the increasingly poor decisions of Dennis Farrell.
Get me my gun. You had one job, freaks. One job. I tune in to the podcast award announcements, and I am crushed by what I hear. So, yeah, what happened was yesterday, I completely forgot that the nominations were yesterday. I guess at 8 p.m., right? And I just happened to be outside doing my old lady walk, and I kept getting these notifications that people were tweeting at me over and over and over. So I, as I'm walking, I load up Twitter, and one of you guys, Lucas Funk, I think is his name on Twitter, messaged me. He's like, "Hey, I am watching the podcast award, you know, nomination announcements. I will keep you posted." All right. And you know, what happens is it's a live stream, right? And the first half hour is them, the people over there at the podcast awards explaining what the podcast awards are, giving kind of like a state of the union type situation of podcasting in general and blah, 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 right? So I knew that the nominations were going to be for a while, so I just continued walking, and I kept getting updates from Lucas. And then nothing, right? I didn't hear it. It was around 8:30, and then I stopped hearing things, and I'm like, well, by now, they probably should have started announcing the nominations. Lucas said he was going to keep me posted. So maybe there's some bad news here. So I get home, and I'm taking a shit after my walk, right? And I tune into the live stream just as they're announcing the mature category, and I am crushed. Now, I know in the grand scheme of things, this, like most awards, just a popularity contest. But I want to be the most popular for once. Why can't I be the belle of the ball? Nice to be noticed, right? And, you know, it might get some new listeners, people that, you know, see me on a list of good podcasts. So for some reason I continued to watch because I thought maybe Distorted View will be nominated in like a different category, like kids and family. Like maybe you guys, you know, did something ridiculous like that. No, Distorted View is not nominated in any of the categories that I saw when I was watching. Then at the very end, the very last category, they it's the big one, right? The one they consider like the overall best show. It's called the People's Choice Podcast. I don't even know if that is one that you guys could nominate a show in, or if they base it on other vote, like total votes for shows in different categories. Like, I have no idea how they come up with the People's Choice podcast.
The final category, which is everyone's most wanted to see, is People's Choice. So finally today, People's Choice. Congratulations to Creating Disney Magic, D&D is for Nerds, Distorted View.
What? What was that? Did I hear that correctly? The best of the best? Little old Distorted View with our granny porn and our cum farts? Yes. What a sad state of affairs. Right? I weep for our society that Distorted View is among the very best. Now, keep in mind, I haven't heard of any of these other podcasts creating Disney magic. This is who I'm up against. So, guys, I would have almost preferred to have been up against, you know, like Serial or Mark Maron's podcast, because then I wouldn't feel so bad about inevitably losing. If I lose to Creating Disney Magic, I'm going to blow my brains out. And that's where you guys are really going to have to come through for me. We can't take this lightly. We need to obliterate the competition. Otherwise, I'm going to be in a deep depression for I don't know how long. Like, the 5 a.m. Miracle, D&D is for Nerds, The Hollywood Outsider... What the hell is this? Now, imagine for a second me, before the People's Choice nominees were announced, me sitting on the toilet, right, watching this live stream, finding out that Distorted View wasn't nominated in the category that I was pushing the hardest for you to vote, you know, vote for me in. I really should have took a picture of me afterwards, because it was a sad state of affairs. Well, also, come to find out, I didn't even think about this, but since I started halfway through the nomination process, I didn't even know that Distorted View was also nominated in the comedy category. Turns out you guys didn't fail me. I had no reason to weep on a toilet with a turd dangling from my asshole. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. I don't need to pat myself on the back, but I'm really thanking you guys. You guys did the hard work here voting for DV. So let's check out the competition in the comedy category.
Comedy, Distorted View.
All right. Right back where Timmy Boo belongs.
Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast.
Colossal spelled wrong.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. Jack of All Nerd Show.
Don't know that one.
King
don't know
Balls
that one.
AM.
Don't know that
Matt
one.
And Manley's Ice Cream Social.
Hell's that?
Plumbing the Death Star.
Bullshit.
The Bearded Ones. Right. The Detroit okay, Cast. Okay, okay. The Snow Plow
Again.
Show.
I haven't heard of any of those. I mean, I knew Gilbert Gottfried had a podcast. That's the real competition there. And hopefully no one will tell Gilbert that he was nominated and his listeners won't vote for him. That's my best shot at winning comedy. So I need all you guys to vote for me in comedy and the People's Choice Awards. You got me this far. Let's take it home. Now, if I win both of these categories, I will blow each and every one of my listeners. I will make it a Distorted View world tour. I will get on my knees, liberally apply chapstick, and go to town on each and every one of you. Cunnilingus for the ladies. Sure, why not? You know, I think you can only win the award five times. I don't know if it's per category, but if Distorted View, if by some miracle Distorted View wins the comedy category and the People's Choice category, we will be a five-time winner, and then I think we're like... We're considered a legacy show, and I'll never have to bug you guys to vote for me again. One more reason you guys should vote for DV. So the voting begins on May 29th, right? And you can vote once per day. Remember, comedy category and People's Choice category. Don't worry, I'll be reminding you. Seriously, though, thank you guys so much for getting Distorted View nominated. And you freaks did it in a big, big way. Can't thank you enough. All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a dumb bit where I try to find poorly written, weird, or disgusting stories. These are real pieces of internet erotica. I can't stress that enough. These were written to get you off. Get your dick hard, get your lady juices flowing, whatever. But, you know, these stories are so bad, they miss the mark. I doubt anyone can successfully jerk off to these things. Today I've actually got two short stories, and they both involve Hillary Clinton. That, I mean, right there, that's a boner killer, right? Let's get into today's stories right now.
It's sextastic.
The first one is entitled, Hillary Clinton Gets a Surprise, and it's incredibly poorly written. It's one paragraph, one really long paragraph. Hillary was thinking to herself as her husband Bill was on business, what it would be like to cheat on her husband. She decided not to try, but the thought remained. Meanwhile, in her upstairs room was a waiting surprise. She heard a rumble in her room, so she decided to check it out. And when Hillary got to her room, a man pulled a gun and told Hillary to strip. And if she screamed or did anything stupid, she would not see the light of day again. So, Hillary stripped down to nothing. The robber thought to himself, not bad for a 50-something-year-old. Then the robber told Hillary to get on her knees and get his cock out and give him the best head he ever had. So Hillary does that, and when she gets the cock out, she's surprised to see a 12-inch quack. Cock spelled wrong. Hillary thinks to herself, she hasn't seen a cock this big since she was in college. Hillary stats to lick the entire cock and then slowly takes all 12 in her mouth, and when she does not go fast enough, the robber jams all 12 inches in her mouth. The robber looks down and decides his next two courses of action. First, the robber told Hillary to get on her neck, N-A-C-K, probably back, or neck. That might be a little uncomfortable, though, getting on your her neck. All right, yeah, he told Hillary to get on her neck. And she did, so the robber put his cock between her massive tits. Does Hillary have massive tits? I don't think I've ever noticed Hillary Clinton's tits before. For the purpose of this story, though, she's got massive titties. And squeezes them together. Rand, he starts to titty-fuck Hillary Clinton. With the rob reaches one of his hands down, he feels how wet Hillary is, and he decides to start finger-fucking her until she orgasms when Hillary starts screaming. Oh, God, don't stop. I'm coming. He sops and rolls the senator over on her stomach and picks her up on her hands and knees. The robber lubes up Hillary with her own juices and slowly starts to fuck Hillary in the ass. And Hillary screams to stop because she's never done that before. And this encourages the robber to go harder and faster. And his balls begin to tighten up. And Hillary, to her dismay, reaches another orgasm, an anal orgasm. And this time she passes out because of the intense pain in her ass and how much cum entered her ass from the robber. He flooded her asshole and she passed out. The robber takes pictures and leaves a couple along with a note saying, if anybody finds out, Hillary will never see anybody again. Hillary fingers herself to several orgasms of pictures of herself before she goes to bed. The second story is written a little bit better, but the content is slightly more disturbing. The title of this story is Hillary and Chelsea, as in her daughter. And I guess it takes place during their time in the White House. Let's just say Chelsea was 18 at the time. They're having a heart-to-heart here. Mom, I don't feel as though I'll ever get to know anyone, or, well, kiss anyone while I'm here. And it's going to be another 4 years. I don't know if I'll be able to take it. Hillary leaned over to Chelsea and gave her a gentle hug. When she did, her breast accidentally rubbed against the pert large nipples of her only daughter. For just a moment, their eyes locked. Then Hillary made a decision. A very poor decision. This is why she cannot be president. She makes decisions like this. For fucking her daughter. All right. Then Hillary made a decision. She leaned over and kissed her daughter. Not a gentle, motherly kiss. No, no. A real passion-filled kiss. At first, their lips just touched, as Chelsea was unaware of what was happening. Then Hillary moved her tongue to Chelsea's lips. Mom! What are you doing? Chelsea almost screamed. Hillary simply took her daughter by the hand and led her over to the couch. Without a word, she again leaned over to kiss her teenage girl. Oh, 18, of course. This time, Hillary placed her warm hand against Chelsea's exposed thigh. The juices began to run in the young girl's slit, a feeling she never felt before. And guess what? Chelsea liked it. Her mother's tongue in her mouth. Who would imagine how good it could feel? Chelsea slowly reached and touched her mother's breast. "That's it, darling. Take it. Touch it. Feel it. I want you to love it," Hillary breathed. Things began to move much more quickly now. Hillary reached over and lifted Chelsea's green teddy off. Chelsea, they're both wearing nightgowns, teddies. Chelsea was now naked. You know, they were having, it was post-pillow fight. They were having a slumber party in the White House. All right. She was not cold, but warm with excitement. Her entire body tingled at the touch of her mom's fingers. Hillary moved her hand slowly down her daughter's breast, admiring their size, pleased at their firmness. Then she bent down and began to suckle on the teen's nipples. "Oh, God, Mom! That's unbelievable!" Chelsea moaned. She could not believe what was happening. "I want you to touch me," Hillary said. She guided her daughter's hand to her wet pussy. Chelsea felt the moist juices of her mother's cunt. Now, this is an issue I wish she would address, you know, at one of her speeches. "I want the American people to know my pussy still produces moist juices. While Donald Trump wants to make America great again, I want to make my labia moist again. Nothing gets me hotter than the idea of becoming president." All right, where are we at here? Oh, yes, moist juices. I wonder if moistjuices.com is taken. Moist. See, moist juices. Moist juices is available as moist juice. And moistjuice.net.org is available. If you're looking for a domain, moist juices. I'm Tim at moistjuices.com. All right, back to the story here. I'm sorry. Curiously, Chelsea lifted her fingers to her mouth and tasted her mom's pussy juice. That fueled her desire for more. Ravenously, she leaned down and began to lick her mother's legs. Without really knowing what she was doing, she began kissing her mother's cunt, Frenching it like a mouth. That drove Hillary deeper into passion. Hillary stuck her finger in her mouth and began to rub Chelsea's ass. She then drove her finger into her daughter's asshole, fingering in and out while rubbing the young girl's clit with her thumb. "Mom, this feels so good. You are fucking me, Mom. You are fucking your own fucking daughter. I want to come, Mom. I want you to make me come." Chelsea began to breathe very hard. Hillary continued to rub her daughter's clit and finger her anus. "Chelsea, move up." Oh, sorry. That's Hillary Clinton when she has a hoarse voice because of all the speeches. "Chelsea, move up." Chelsea slid so that her cunt was now over her mom's mouth. Hillary began to lick her daughter, driving her tongue deep into the virgin cunt. "Oh, Mom, I'm coming!" Chelsea yelled as her body writhed in a massive orgasm. Well, here we go. "I want you to pee on me," Hillary said. As Chelsea was, shit you not, Hillary said as Chelsea was in the midst of a massive orgasm, "Pee on me now!" Chelsea let loose with a flood of yellow urine pouring out of her and into her mother's waiting mouth. Her pee drenched Hillary's face and hair, covering her with the salty liquid. Hillary gulped as quickly as she could, turned on to the fact that her teenage daughter was peeing all over her face. Her own fingers had been working their magic on her clit, and as the pee came pouring into her open, hungry mouth, Hillary's body shook with the biggest orgasm of her life. She also loosened her bladder, peeing on herself. Is that what you want in a president? President who pisses on herself? Chelsea leaned backwards and twisted her body to drink her mother's yellow juice. Although Bernie Sanders might piss himself as well. You know, old man, poor bladder control. Finally, they turned to one another and kissed, each tasting their urine and cum juices. This was the first of many encounters. The end. There you go. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for May 24th, 2016. Brought to you once again by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. You heard me talk about them at the top of the show. Again, I just want you to realize what an amazing offer it is. Where have you ever seen 50% off of something? Like anything. Like just about any item from their vast catalog of over 20,000 products. Pick out something you like, add it to your cart, make sure to use coupon code FREAK. They've got you know, adult toys, Benoit balls. I don't know why I start with Benoit balls. I don't know how many people use those things. But, you know, they got dildos, vibrators, male masturbators for guys, stuff to shove your dick into and get you off. Plus, they have lingerie for women, costumes, even underwear for guys. The whole thing. Movies, whatever. Pick out something you like, add it to your cart, use coupon code FREAK. You'll get 50% off that item, plus three free movies on DVD, a mystery gift, and free shipping on that entire order, so Adam and Eve won't rape you on shipping charges. Again, coupon code FREAK, adamandeve.com. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. If you like Distorted View Daily, why not get more? Sign up for the Sideshow, become a true and honorable freak. Every week we do bonus material, mini shows, exclusive shows, stuff like that, video casts, and more. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. It's very inexpensive. It's only $6.99 a month, even less when you operate quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership, blah, 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 blah. You've heard me talk about it many, many times. I'm not going to bore you anymore. Just go to superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories. First up, a man who was spotted rolling the dead body of his topless wife through New York has been arrested. That's illegal? Anthony Lopez, 31, was seen wheeling the woman's body around Staten Island on Friday morning when he was questioned by a plainclothes officer. He abandoned the body outside a house and fled. He has now been arrested and charged with murder and concealing a human corpse. Shouldn't you add public indecency to that? I mean, the corpse was naked. When emergency services arrived on the scene, they pronounced the woman dead. My question is, what was he doing with her out in public? Was this one of those things where, you know, she had a check that he wanted to get his hands on? He wanted the money, so he was going to go to the bank with her. This happened in Weekend at Bernie's, one of the Weekend at Bernie's, right? By the way, I blame that movie for all of the corpses being dragged around town by fucking creeps. Shit like this didn't happen before Weekend at Bernie's. And, you know, hot tip for anyone who might want to follow in Bernie's footsteps, or more specifically, whoever Andrew McCarthy played, if you are going to take your corpse out into the city, you want it to be pretty inconspicuous, right? At the top of the list of things you shouldn't do is strip off the corpse's clothes and parade her around topless. It's gonna get some looks. You know, I've never seen Weekend at Bernie's. I've seen parts of it, right? But I've never actually sat down and watched the whole movie. I don't think I'm the only one. But I got on Wikipedia, and I was shocked that Weekend at Bernie's cost $15 million to make. This is in 1989. Seems like a pretty healthy budget for a 1980s movie, right? I mean, what sort of special effects were needed? Whatever. All right, so this thing cost $15 million. Obviously, most of that going to Andrew McCarthy and Jonathan Silverman. But it only made $30 million. Well, you might say, Tim, that's like double what it cost to make. But I was always taught by my professor, Professor Blockbuster, that to really see if a movie is successful, you have to, like, multiply the budget by like 2.5 or 3 times, right? Because the budget for the movie, that $15 million, was just to make Weekend at Bernie's, just to film it. That doesn't take into account like all the money it costs to advertise it, to actually make the prints, all that shit, right? So you're supposed to like double that, I think. So like, you know, it costs $15 million to make, then another $15 million for advertising, whatever. It just doesn't seem like Weekend at Bernie's it was successful enough to warrant a sequel. By the way, Weekend at Bernie's 2, their budget was $7 million. So I think the studio knew. They're like, we're pushing our luck here. When a sequel has less of a budget than the original, I think that shows a lack of faith in the franchise. Anyway, good move, because Weekend at Bernie's 2 only made $12 million. How the hell did I get on this topic? Talking about the box office receipts of Weekend at Bernie's. All right, back to the story here. The guy who fled, the 31-year-old male, his picture was circulated widely by police, and he was finally arrested in Manhattan thanks to a tip and a brief foot chase. Police say he had shaved his head to avoid getting caught. Ah, good disguise. Lopez reportedly has an extensive criminal history involving 52... Jesus Christ. 52 previous arrests for drugs, ting, grand larceny, ting, and criminal contempt. Do you think he was like, he found the corpse or he killed a person? It looks like he killed this woman. Do you think then he took off her shirt and started playing with her tits? You know, while the body was still kind of warm, lukewarm. Or do you think he was, like, fucking her, or starting to, and then he killed her? I bet you he killed her first, and then copped a feel. The woman, 26-year-old Aduba Obamaka, believed to be his wife, had also reportedly been arrested 19 times. A troubled couple. And the couple had a tumultuous past. A cause of death is yet to be determined, and it's unclear if there were signs of trauma. So there you go. If you saw a naked dead woman over there at Staten Island this weekend, you now know the whole story. Second story we have for you today. This is an international one from Chile. You know, everyone used to just pronounce it Chile. And then there was this certain point in history where it was just wrong. Same with the car Jaguar. Oh, no. It's Jaguar. Also, did you know it's milk and not milk? You learn something new every day. Two lions were killed. What the hell did the lions do? Two lions were killed after they severely mauled a man. Okay, well, that makes sense, right? No, it doesn't make sense. Wait. This man stripped naked and entered their enclosure. He wanted to kill himself. He wanted the lions to maul him. So it's like, why are we punishing the lions? It's their property. They were just defending themselves. Here in America, if there's a home invasion, you know, two thugs, and I'm not saying that to be racial. They could be white thugs, whatever. Two robbers, whatever. Come in, burglars, whatever. Come into your house in the middle of the night, and you've got, you know, that handy gun bed. It's like a shotgun, you know, hidden in your bedpost, and you just knock the wood panel, and the gun comes flying out, and you blow their heads off. You know, you have every right to do it because they're invading your property. Same with the lions, but no, we kill the lions. And plus, this guy wanted to die. Why can't we just help people who want to kill themselves? They don't want to be alive anymore. Well, quite frankly, we don't have the resources to sustain, you know, 8 billion people. Is that what we're up to now? Almost 8 billion people? We should start offering incentives for people to kill themselves. I don't know what sort of incentives would work on someone who doesn't want to be on this planet anymore. You know what I mean? Got to be something we can offer. I'm like, what if we just offered them a really good fuck? Like, really good lay. We'll give you one go at mind-blowing sex if you promise just to end your life afterwards. I think a lot of lonely men and teenage boys might take us up on that offer. Pussy is a powerful bargaining chip. I think we found the title to today's program. You know, there's also a good chunk of, like, elderly people who just, they're ready to go. They want to die. And I'm always hearing politicians go on and on about how, you know, it's the graying of America. We've got such a huge population that is getting older, right? And Social Security is going to be an issue. We don't have enough money there, and in Medicaid, and blah, 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 blah. If we could get even like 5% or 10% of these near-deads to off themselves, you know, that frees up some cash. Come on, it just makes sense fiscally, you know? It's a business thing. And, you know, those Republicans are all about business and money and whatever. Why can't the Republicans get behind this idea? Killing off old people. All right. Two lions were killed after they severely mauled a man who stripped naked and entered their enclosure in an apparent suicide attempt. The man was taken to a nearby hospital. Yeah, he lived. He's the one that wanted to die. The lions wanted to live. They're having a good time. It's like a family. It was probably a mama and a papa lion. The man was, and they're killed. The man was taken to a nearby hospital for treatment and was said to be in grave condition. Oh, thank God. Finally, some good news. You know, I mean, because this guy wanted to die. If I wanted to commit suicide and I woke up in a hospital still alive, but the doctor was like, look, your condition's pretty grave. I'd be like, oh, thank God. I've had the worst day. You have no idea. And the doctor would be like, yeah, you almost died from a lion attack. And the guy would be like, I know, that's the problem. The lions didn't get to do their job. One more thing that didn't go right in my life. This is why I want to kill myself. All right, the 20-year-old man broke into the enclosure, took off his clothes. I don't know why you have to take off your clothes for that, but he jumped into the middle, horrifying the other visitors who witnessed the attack. Director Alejandra Montalba of Santiago Metropolitan Zoo said the park was crowded with visitors at the time of the incident. Zookeepers killed the two lions in order to save his life. Quote, "The zoo has an established protocol because people's lives are very important to us," said Montalba, adding that there was no fast-acting tranquilizers available to stop the lions from mauling the man. She said she was deeply affected by the deaths of the two lions, a male and a female. See? They were in a committed relationship. An apparent suicide note was found in the man's clothing, said Metropolitan Park Director Mauricio Fabri. Witnesses report that he also made religious proclamations. All you people shopping at Target are sinners! You don't care if your children are molested by freaks! Those kind of religious proclamations, because it's happening a lot here in the United States. All right, final story we have for you today. We've all heard of Tinder, right? But have you ever heard of Threender? I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. It's the number three followed by N-D-E-R. Threender. Well, now a legal spat has broken out in the world of dating apps. I believe it just has to do with the name, right? Yeah, Tinder is very pissed off. You know, Tinder is really for hooking up with one person. They're kind of traditional that way. Meanwhile, Threender is threesome-focused. Tinder, which is owned by online dating giant Match, is currently suing Threender due to the similarity in their names. Threender has taken issue with the... I hope I'm pronouncing that right, otherwise I'm just sounding like an idiot. What's new? Threender has taken issue with the lawsuit, launching a campaign against its rival called Tinder Sucks My Socks. Ooh, I bet you that stings. Tinder's got to be upset with that. What? What did they say? We do not suck socks here at Tinder. All right, yes, Threender has taken issue with the lawsuit, launching a campaign against its rival called Tinder Sucks My Socks. It is encouraging users to tweet pictures of their socks at Tinder, along with the campaign hashtag to protest the lawsuit. It's not entirely clear why socks have been chosen as the campaign mascot. Our mission and values could not be more distinct from those of Tinder, said Threender founder Demo Trifonov argued that Threender's values aesthetics in a way that sets it apart from Tinder, and pointed out that the app's members were seeking something very different to Tinder users. On Tinder, a guy is looking for cunt. Meanwhile, on Threender, a guy is looking for cunts. Cunts. Plural. Quote, with so many sexualities and relationship structures left out of Tinder in the Match group offerings, there is room for us all, he said. No one should have a monopoly on love or fucking. Tinder did not immediately respond to a request for comment, so we'll see what happens there. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you guys. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. We'll be checking in with some freaks here in just a second. But I also want to remind you, you can follow me over there at Twitter, at Distorted View. We've got a Facebook group, facebook.com/DistortedViewShow, a subreddit, distortedview.reddit.com. If you play games on Steam, we're over there, Distorted View. I mean, we're all over the place. You just have to just find us. It's not that hard. The name of the show is Distorted View. Usually the group is going to be Distorted View Show, or Distorted View Daily. All right, let's check in with my freaks now.
Tim, this is probably going to be like the least interesting thing that you hear today or probably at any time ever in history. But
okay.
I was listening to your show in my car on my iDevice, and you were, you know, talking with your friend Siri. You know, in an attempt to, in a vain attempt to prevent suicide. And every time you said, "Hey Siri," my fucking phone stopped playing the fucking podcast to see what it was that I wanted.
Yeah, I have to be more careful because that happens a lot. Is that all you wanted to say?
Oh, yeah, that's that.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, do any of you guys have that Amazon Echo? Is it worth it? I was looking at it. It looks pretty cool. But, like, when I'm looking at videos of people using the Amazon Echo, they've got, like, a pretty fucking awesome setup. Like, their whole house, all their lights are connected, and their thermostat, and they've got all the smart shit going on. By the way, I was at Micro Center. Lord Douche has to buy, like, lots of computers for his work, you know, help people out with their... computer systems and shit. But anyway, so Micro Center was running a deal. Have you heard of Insteon? Insteon is like a smart kit, home kit thing. And the Insteon starter kit is like $120. It comes with the hub and a couple dimmer switches or something. It's normally $120. If you buy a laptop, you can get the kit for $20. And so I was like, yeah, I'll pay for that. But then I immediately, this is how entitled I fucking get, right? This thing, I'm saving like $100 on this thing. But I want to return it because I can't talk to Siri to make the lights turn on. Like, a week ago, I didn't have anything. Now, if I wanted to, I'd load up an app, press a button, the lights turn on, the lights turn off. I can set it and forget it. You know, I could get a thermostat. You know, you can do all this. You can do, like, moisture sensors. Moisture. There's all sorts of cool stuff that Insteon sells. But now I don't want any part of it because I can't talk to Siri and make it happen. I actually have to press a button on my phone. And since I've seen cooler stuff online, I don't want any part of this. Even though, where else am I going to get a fucking whole home, smart home starter kit for $20? Such a baby. Yes, Colin.
Hello, Jimmy Boo. This is Mr. C in Chicago. I'm changing my name to Pedophile Phil. Seems appropriate.
Does it?
Oh, and before...
Why is that appropriate?
Before I forget, Pauly Shore.
I don't remember what that was in reference to. I think Pauly Shore was beating Distorted View Daily in some ranking thing or something.
Yeah. Hi, Tim. I've been a Sideshow member for a couple years, a less honorable freeloader for a couple years before that, but I'm calling in because my DV name finally occurred to me. So with the recent realization that Starbucks is shorting us on 25% of our beverage, and Pastor James Manning's observation that there was semen in the lattes, I think, and you know, and Starbucks, of course, saying no, I think we figured out what's up with that 25%. So,
yes.
In commemoration of my astute and somewhat obvious observation,
Jizzle.
I have coined myself Cummuccino, which I can't even take credit for that word. You said it in 2013. But yes, I would like to be referred to as Sideshow Freak Cummuccino. Have a great day. Thanks.
You could have been like Lady Latte or something like that, but you went with Cummuccino. I like that. I like that better.
Hey, faggot. No. It's Sideshow member Darky number 6 here. just calling.
One of my few black listeners. We're up to number 6, I guess. My African-American listener. Are we supposed to call you guys African-Americans or blacks? Because I remember, like, in the 90s, it was African-American, and I just sort of stuck with that. But now I feel like I'm kind of like my parents. My parents got stuck calling black people coloreds because at some point it was acceptable, I think. Like, oh, they're colored people. You know, the NAACP, the C stands for colored. And my parents had a hard time getting past that. And they didn't mean it to be derogatory or mean or anything. It's just what they grew up saying. And so in the 90s, African-American was the thing to say. But I think we're back to blacks now. I can't keep up.
Here. Just calling because I noticed.
Why should I care? He calls me faggot.
Something. I was watching Tosh.0 the other day, and I noticed not only does he steal your content, he also steals your pronunciation of the word milk. Milk.
That son of a bitch.
All right. Keep up the work. Love the little...
We've all been on to Tosh.
Nuglets or whatever the fuck you call them.
The what? He said it, not me.
Love the little nuglets or whatever the fuck you call
nuglets.
Them. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God.
They're called nigger toes.
Spread the distortion STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Take a donation. Take your body to a show where it heals, babe. Gonna ruin the nation. Tell me, bury your cherry in the radio.
Let's take a look at the Kentucky Derby, where the steadily improving Tim Tam and the sensational stretch-running Silky Sullivan were quoted as co-favorites at 2-5 today, as the second richest Kentucky Derby in history loomed with 19 finally tuned 3-year-old fellas listed as probable starters.